We're checking in with technical college leaders around the state here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. National enrollment trends, they show community colleges have been hit hard, dropping 10%, more than a half million students from fall 2019 to fall 2020. That's data from the National Student Clearinghouse. Are you a student at a technical or community college? What is your story? What is the status of your education? It's 800-642-1234. Lori Wires is president of North Central Technical College with the main campus in Wausau, five other locations. President Wires, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you, Kate. It's a pleasure to be with you this morning.
And we also have Roger Stanford, president of Western Technical College in La Crosse with five additional locations. President Stanford, welcome to you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Welcome.
And Laura Bray here is Milwaukee Area Technical College Vice President of College Advancement and External Communications with four campuses, including downtown Milwaukee. Vice President Bray, welcome to you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here this morning.
Well, let's start this roundtable with you, Laura Bray. After a year of the pandemic, what is enrollment like at Milwaukee Area Technical College?
Sure, it has been quite a year. It is. Feels like monumentous to be able to meet with all of you almost a year exactly to the day of when we all had to pivot in such a major way. In terms of enrollment and where we're at, we have already projected to a decline of 9,100 what we call FTEs, or full-time equivalent students, and we do expect to fall short of that for this year. At Milwaukee Area Technical College are a majority students of color institution, and there's national reports that are really finding, in addition to community colleges all over the country, a profound decrease and decline of 28 to 29% in African American, Hispanic, Native American enrollment, especially in first year students this year. And MATC's population has many first generation low income students. And besides these COVID related reasons, many higher education institutions were looking at decreasing enrollment and figuring out how do we really innovate and remain agile to meet the needs of our communities. There's just less people of traditional college age because of low birth rates that were 18 years ago. And also the perceived value of college, even coming into the pandemic, was being questioned. And so we know that in the state of Wisconsin, we have a gap in terms of the number of students that do have a degree beyond high school. And we know that that gap is really critical because the jobs, the in-demand jobs and the jobs that pay are those that absolutely require a degree beyond high school. Mm-hmm. So I think the Wisconsin Technical College system is poised to really work toward eliminating that gap.
Yeah. You really lay out a number of variables here at work on top of what is happening in the pandemic amid enrollment. Let's look at Roger Stanford, Western Technical College. What are you experiencing with enrollment?
Yeah, enrollment, we began the fall when the pandemic began. We had our own fears. How would we handle enrollment? What would happen? And we started the year just under 5% down. And really, we thought, well, that's not too bad. We had to lower many capacities, as you know, to do this safely. A lot of technical education has to remain face-to-face. So we had to lower sections that had to be that. We were able to move a lot online, but some things couldn't be. And so starting under 5% felt okay and planned. But I think similar to what we just heard from Milwaukee, I think it's the retention issues. It was being able to maintain and keep those students, that we had a sharp decline of students that weren't able to complete their term and or progress on into spring. So at this time, we're down about 15% overall on our FTE, but we project to go back.
President Wires, Lori Wires, what is your enrollment story amid the pandemic at North Central Tech?
Our enrollment picture is a little different than my two colleagues have spoken of. We are down about 5% right now. But we have gained enrollments over the period of the pandemic. We started out maybe 13% down, but continued to go up. And our retention rate has actually been better during the pandemic than it was before the pandemic. And I think it's due to the fact that we have a very robust support system for our learners. We also have been in the world of online learning probably longer than most with our virtual college. We have trained our faculty very much to engage students in different ways using and connecting through online learning. And so we've seen a shift in where we're retaining more students. And we have discovered some best practices that we want to continue to have post-pandemic. Where we have seen our enrollment decline is in our work with our students in our JAIL programs. We work a lot with them in the welding, machining area, and we obviously could not go into the JAIL system, and we lost quite a few students and FTEs there. In addition, our workplace training, we do extremely well with our businesses. We served over 21,000 students through workplace training with incumbent workers. And we saw a steady decline during the pandemic where people were not coming for training. We couldn't get into the facilities because of the pandemic. We had to shift our professional development activities to 90% online from face-to-face. So we went through some very challenging times. And at NTC, we have more female students than males. And when they have school-age children, because about over 40% of our students are working adults, and when they had issues come up with their children being have to work home remotely because the K-12s were shut down, that also impacted our enrollments. As the K-12s began to open up, our students began to come back and began to reengage in their college education.
We're talking with three Wisconsin Technical College leaders. That's Lori Wires there at North Central Technical College in the Wausau area, Roger Stanford at Western Tech in La Crosse, and Laura Bray with us at Milwaukee Area Community College. Are you a first-generation student? What is your education like in the pandemic? Have you attended a community college? Maybe you teach at a two-year school. How have your students been managing in this difficult period? Join in at 800-642-1234. Roger, you know, a 15% drop in enrollment, that is a huge hit to your bottom line, to your finances. Do you think that this will be temporary, or do you anticipate that it'll be a longer-term recovery for Western Technical?
Yeah, you know, I think it's temporary for the two-year college system. I certainly think it's temporary for Western. The struggle is in the two-year program, you've got what's called a backlog. And so when you start folks in associate degrees, if you don't retain them their first or second term, then you lose them the second year and you're starting with lower numbers. And so we've got a targeted plan. We'll have our full capacities back out summer and fall, and full access again to full size programs in face to face. And we'll be able to recover, you know, near 50% the first year and be back to normal the second year. And that's with some opportunities to grow, to add some programs and other opportunities as well. So we anticipate that will come back. I think there's a backlog of students that are truly waiting and they just want to be face to face. They want that college experience. We're feeling that from our K-12s. The students that may have committed or applied before are holding back, and that's what they're telling our admission coaches.
Let's bring in a call. Keechan is with us from La Crosse. Keechan, hi.
Hi. I had an opportunity to go to Western prior to my undergraduate degree to get some kind of gen ed courses when I was a little younger. And since that time, I've been a teacher here in the School of La Crosse for 10 years. And this year, I'm taking a year off from teaching, and I've gone back to Western to get my technology education license. So I'm really thankful and blessed for Western, their partnership with the Turbo and the school district, and just been so impressed with my classes, my teachers and their workplace and industrial and professional experience and what they share with us in our classes and everything. The schedules. Western has been just a fantastic place and opportunity to learn, and I'm really thankful that they're in our community.
Oh, Keechan, thank you for that. Roger, that sounds like a very positive experience for Keechan.
Yeah, well, wow, what a beautiful call there. And I think you're hearing the story of a lot of technical college journeys by that call. And that is, you know, they have one profession, they want to skill up for another profession. Lori kind of alluded to that later. We work with people that are already on the job and take them to the next level. We take people that want to change their jobs. And I think the story of changing your jobs is probably what we're going to see in 2022. A lot of jobs that don't come back and a lot of people coming for reskilling and retraining. But very nice to hear you about the experience that you had at Western. Thank you.
We have Technical College leaders, Roger Stanford there of Western Technical College, Lori Wires with us from North Central Technical College, Laura Bray of Milwaukee Area Technical College. Did you attend one of our state's two-year colleges? How did it help you in your career? Are you in a technical school now? What is your career or educational pathway after you complete your program? Join in 800-642-1234. We'll pick this up in a minute. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. There is a problem for employers trying to hire up in the pandemic. A skilled workforce is not plentiful. It could get worse with a double-digit drop in community college enrollment amid the pandemic. Is your business able to hire people in the skilled trades, manufacturing, construction, and healthcare? Prospective students, what would make it easier for you to enter a program or retrain? Join in 800-642-1234. We have Laura Bray with us, Vice President at Milwaukee Area Technical College. Roger Stanford is President of Western Technical College. And Lori Wires with us, who leads North Central Technical College. Lori, let's take a moment here to look at what employers are telling you, what they need. What are they saying in the Wausau area in terms of the employees they need to get from you and hire for their positions?
The North Central Technical College District is very heavily manufacturing. About 51% of the payroll in our community is in manufacturing. And right now, we probably have a shortage of about 1,000 workers needed in various fields, and most of them are more in short-term training programs that they need workers in these areas. And we're being told that we have a program called Moving to Manufacturing, where we're training people coming in, short-term training on very specific skills, sending them out then into the workplace, and then continuing their education and building their skills on a very part-time basis in a very flexible schedule at our college. As Roger mentioned, we have to have students face-to-face. Our college intends to be fully operational as well in the summer and the fall. And we have a lot of students that are not making decisions right now to come to college because they want to be assured in our K-12 environment. They want to be assured as they graduate from high school that they can get into a college and have a face-to-face experience. What national information has shown that it used to be about 71% of people were looking at going to a four-year university system, but it has dropped down to 52% during the pandemic. People are starting to look more at what technical skills might be advantageous for them to have, what would be available for them in the workplace. IT, information technology is also a big area. And again, I think you're going to have to see a flexible schedule presented to students because they need to work as well as to go to school. In our district, the financial aid needs of our students is very, very high. We have a lot of under-resourced students at our college that need additional help to go to college and are really looking for a better quality of life. So our businesses are saying we need more skilled workers that have technical skills. We have many, many jobs available in manufacturing and information technology. And of course, the health field continues to be a big need in our community. We are a hub and we provide the most nursing students that become RNs, ADNs, and they take the same state boards as the four-year UW students take. We fare extremely well, ranking one of the highest in the state of Wisconsin. We provide the bulk of the nursing community for Aspirus, Ascension, Marshfield Clinic. And then we also do a lot to provide the workforce for our nursing homes, which obviously have been really hit hard during the pandemic. So we really need to step up. It is very important to us that we be able to be fully open and operational because of the need for the hands-on learning parts of it. So we are prepared and ready to go, but short-term training is going to be a big need in the future, and very skilled, focused skill training is going to be where it's at.
Yeah, so and we're gonna short-term and then scaling up as you go there with
correct.
The employer. Laura, I want to ask you, what are employers telling you in the Milwaukee area?
I think we're listening to employers and to students, because I think it's really critical to understand how we build the education for the students, because the employers obviously are very interested in the talent pipeline, but we need to meet students where they're at. So it's very, one of the things we've been really talking to area employers about is on their internship programs and other programs, they may have practices in place where they favor those that are on a bachelor degree path. And what we're hearing from our students is that they have every intention to try to move on and continue on in their education, but that but they need to take these steps because of the affordability of the technical college system. And that they really, their entry into career advancement is through the technical college system. And so we're working with employers, because what we think is going to happen is that more and more people kind of take this incremental approach to education and career advancement over the life of their career versus this linear path of I complete 4 years of education, then I go to my first job, and et cetera, et cetera. We're finding that the students that are graduating from our programs, they can work and go to school at the same time to continue their education, and really working with employers on those kind of systems that really, you know, have this kind of combined experience. So what we're seeing is our employers are interested in increased apprenticeship opportunities or cooperative learning. We've initiated something that we're calling Job Up Milwaukee with area employers in two business improvement districts, where we're trying to really be very intentional about combining the experience of working and going to school at the same time, so that you don't have to kind of make a choice in jobbing out of an educational experience.
Jobbing out, that's interesting. Roger Stan,
and I'll just say, really, the other thing we're initiating with an organization in Milwaukee is something that we're going to be calling the Gap Year Experience, the Great Lakes Gap Year Experience, to really bring back those that might have taken a break or really are unclear if they want to take what has become known as a gap year that gets them a career accelerator versus thinking of sitting out of your career exploration after either completing high school. So that's a new initiative we're going to be bringing to the Milwaukee area.
We're talking with leaders from three Wisconsin technical colleges, Laura Bray there at Milwaukee Area Technical College, Roger Stanford at Western Tech, Lori Wires at North Central Tech. Roger, it sounds as Laura is talking there about much more of a responsiveness and intentional working with not just the students' interests as what they want to do, also with employers and trying to merge those through a lifetime, perhaps, of training. What are the demands like in the La Crosse area?
Well, I think what they're sharing is what we've been doing for 100 years, which is we built a technical college system on what our employers in our regions need. And that is why the success of the technical college system has continued. I would say with a pandemic, it's maybe made us hyper focused on where to place our resources and what those needs are. And as I work with some of these, you know, in our region, really large manufacturers, really large food production places, and we look at them, the demand is still there. In most cases, all of our areas would be considered essential in what they're manufacturing. So there was very little slowdown besides the first 3 to 5 weeks as people had to figure out what they wanted to do in manufacturing. And then, of course, some that had to deal with some illness in their own facilities as they worked on their controls. But really, since last April or May, I don't think there's been a tremendous slowdown in manufacturing in our region. And certainly, as Lori mentioned, healthcare, you know, they need every graduate that we absolutely have. And so each of those sectors are areas we stay close with. And we have a lot of, you know, proven methodology for staying close, meeting multiple times each year with the key employers that are in the area, whether they're small or big, and engaging them through advisory committees that we have on there. And then most recently, our workforce development coordinator has been hitting the road and has been meeting with people all around the district, very specifically gathering additional needs. And it's geared more towards what Lori was talking about with what short-term needs do we continue to need, and what type of business programming do we need during this challenging or different time when they may not be able to wait 2 years or another year because we had a slowdown.
Yeah,
so
it seems like
I think you're talking about what we do best in the technical college system.
It seems like tech colleges have always been nimble, but now you really have to be really nimble with these short-term programs and the needs you're seeing out there.
Yeah, short-term, and I think creative ways to be able to do that to help adults on the path through those that lost work during the pandemic. I mean, I think there's some jobs that are just going to go away and not come back. And some of those different hourly people that were in those positions that were making it are going to find that they need the training and the skills, and that we're the place that they're going to turn. We are the one that doesn't turn anybody away. We're the one that doesn't say your score isn't high enough or whatever that is. We take everybody and we take them where they're at, and then we provide services to help them get to the next level. And sometimes that starts with just finishing their HSED or GED. And many times it is taking someone that was a bachelor's prepared person working in a field that's no longer there and helping them get a technical skill. So
we're going to pause right there with technical college leaders. Roger Stanford there in La Crosse. We have Laura Bray in Milwaukee and Lori Wires in Wausau. We'll be back after a news update on the Ideas Network. We're in conversation with technical college leaders here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. According to research from Gallup and Strata Education Network, 7 in 10 Americans think employers should hire job candidates who have the required skills and work experience, even if they don't have a college degree. But less than half of Americans say employers in their field are willing to hire skilled workers without degrees. How do you attract talent? What are you willing to do to find and keep a skilled workforce? How do you work with the technical colleges? Join in 800-642-1234. We have Roger Stanford, president of Western Technical College based in La Crosse. Laura Bray is here, vice president at Milwaukee Area Technical College. And Lori Wires, who's president of North Central Technical College with its main campus in Wausau. They're with us for the hour. Let's bring in Nancy joining us from Grafton. Hi, Nancy. What would you like to share?
I would like to say it's a darn good idea to get a hold of a union our organization, because they will train. I don't care what it is you need to be in, plumbers, carpenters, electricians, all those different things that people work with their hands. And I'm telling you, it's a good living, good wages, good benefits, and retirement, because I have a big family, and I'll tell you, they all made a good living, and they all learned how to do things, a lot of it from mostly with their dad.
And but, so, Nancy, the unions had programs that were a pipeline to the skilled trades, is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Well, but, let's get Lori Wires, you go first. What would you like to say to this?
I think what we do best at the technical college system is train a skilled workforce. We listen very carefully to our stakeholders. We do a lot of work with our students, work with various groups. The union apprentice programs are huge for us. I think that that's what we have always done and continue to do well. I think the need that we're going to have, and Roger talked a little bit about it, is a more focused approach, because people need to get back into the workforce quickly. They're going to need to have flexibility as they move forward. You can make a good living, but I think one of the things that the technical colleges continue to have challenges with is our image. People continue to view us as Vogue Tech or the old tech school, and that is not what we're about anymore. We're technical colleges with very high skilled level professionals helping continue to move our workforce forward in a new age where technology changes rapidly. We have companies that don't even have a technology plan for more than 1 year because the technology changes so much. So I think if you came onto our campuses and see what we're doing now, you'd see a very high level of sophisticated, high level technology and equipment. and really honing in on what are going to be the necessary things to be employable in the future. I think the world continues to change, and the challenges that the technical college system faces is that we are training people right now for jobs that do not exist. So we have to be able to be nimble and give them the skill sets that teach them how to be mobile and change, and that they can deal with adapting to higher level technologies. And so there's a wide variety of things that we've been challenged by and have to continue to move up with our students. So I think that we are changing. I hope that people realize that the technical college system should be a major player in higher education. We are the biggest transfer organization to the UW system and other private colleges and universities. And I think opening up all pathways and allowing students to seamlessly continue their education when it fits into their life and when it fits into what their career challenges or career directions are, we're going to continue to need to have individual plans for students, and each student will be different. And we'll have to look at what's going to work for that person. But if we close doors instead of opening doors among all of our higher ed institutions, we will not get the skill level people that we need to keep the economy growing in Wisconsin.
Well, on that note of closing and opening doors, I want to take just a moment here and look at faculty and staff. And starting with you, Laura Bray, at Milwaukee Area Technical College, how has the pandemic affected your ability to keep on faculty and staff, or have you had to have layoffs as you look at these programs?
We actually have really, we have not done any layoffs or furloughs during the pandemic. We, you know, from a financial perspective, we did have a decline in enrollment, and that meant holding the line on discretionary spending and limiting hiring. But we've been able to really maintain our workforce. We were able also to have in-person instruction in essential fields right away. So in terms of preparing healthcare workers and the welding and all of the things that require hands-on education that your caller spoke of, we were able to continue even in the midst of the pandemic. So that's been really critical and important. And I think, this idea that somehow that people might have misconceived notions of what it means to go to a technical and community college. Our alumni have kind of taken on this banner of hashtag proud to be MATC because they know they made a choice that was wise for their career progression and their career advancement and that made sense economically. And they know that our faculty are individuals that are from the fields that they want to be in. They have industry connections. They are of those fields. They're practitioners and they're workers in the fields they're teaching in. And our labs and our equipment, we're able, because of the way that we're structured, to update equipment when it's needed and to work in concert through our advisory committees with the employers so that we make sure that both our curriculum and that the labs and the equipment and other technology that our students are learning from are indeed what they're going to see in the workplace.
So a seamless experience there. Let's bring in Jane in Milwaukee with comments. Jane, hi.
Hi. I cannot praise MATC enough. My son went there after having a very poor experience in high school, and he became interested in learning again. He went on to finish and got a four-year degree from UWM in business. So the quality of the teachers and the level of education is something I try to spread all around because I agree. It has an It does not have a sufficiently well-deserved reputation.
Laura Bray, there's that hashtag in motion there, Jane sharing a very positive experience.
I, you know what? We hear that so often. And Jane, I am so glad that your son had that kind of experience. We hear again and again that students learned how to love learning when they came to MATC, that they understood, and it made deeper connections to what it means, and really, quite honestly, the confidence in becoming a strong learner. When students have a bad experience in high school or might not feel that they kind of commanded their academics, we're the open door that really that our faculty are experts at unlocking a love of learning and really finding what your career, what your dreams and your passion and what you connect with. So it warms my heart to hear that, Jane.
We're talking with technical college leaders, and we have Laura Bray at Milwaukee Area Technical College, Lori Wires at North Central Tech in the Wausau area, Roger Stanford at Western Tech. You can join in. Are you a first-generation college student? What is your experience like? Have you been to a two-year college? Where did it take you? Join in at 800-642-1234. Roger Stanford, we've had recent conversations here about the nursing shortage, about the shortage of skilled labor force in manufacturing, and we've been consistently hearing there's a shortage of faculty to teach in these areas. Faculty are aging. They can make a higher salary by working in the industry itself. Are you running into this with your faculty?
Well, I don't believe that we have as of yet. I mean, are the pools the same as they were 5 years ago? I'm not quite sure. I will say, when we look for highly skilled technicians first, and then we help them on their journey to be an instructor, the highly skilled technicians really love to be able to give back. I have not personally felt that we've struggled on instructor. We've had other areas in IT and places that we struggle with talent. What I'm worried about is how many of them will stay on. What level of experience might we lose at the end of the pandemic just because people are tired? If you thought you had 2 or 3 years left to teach and you've been offering this great skill to all of our students, and then you're like, boy, I'm just tired after this. I know, how many retirements might the spring bring for us? I'm a little worried about that and then replacing that. But I would say our pool and our pace has been normal. The area that's the biggest struggle, and I think it would probably be equal for all of us, seems to be nursing and nursing educators. It's quite a journey to become a nursing educator. The credentials are high, and then to compete with what's good in the marketplace. So we do continuously seem to be looking and searching for talented nurse educators, but in most of the other areas, I felt like we've been blessed to find talent that want to come and give back.
Lori Wires, what are you seeing with your faculty? Are you able to keep them? Are they aging? Do you have enough to be able to deliver the programs that you want to deliver?
I would concur with Roger that our biggest challenge area has been with nurse educators. We have a challenge keeping them. Many of them decided during the pandemic they wanted to get back into the hospital setting to give back. But also, it's very difficult to compete competitively monetarily. Dollars that nurses are getting to be nurse practitioners out in the field is probably double many times what we can pay at our college. And so the pool where we used to have maybe 40 applicants, I would say we'd have 8 or 9, sometimes 4 or 5. The nurse educators that we are attracting are the working nursing educators who still want to have time with their children, be at their sporting events, be part of the things that are going on while they're in elementary and middle school. But keeping them is also a challenge because as their children get older, we see a change that they want to go out and make more money, and then we lose them. The other thing that's very hard for us to find are diverse candidates to teach, especially in the Wausau area. Finding people that are gender differences, for example, male nursing instructors, we have none, and we continue to try to find them. We also really struggle to find a diverse faculty in Wausau. We really want to have more individuals from all different ethnic groups, and we are really challenged to find that. And so that is across all of our industry spectrums.
I'm going to just pause right there as we talk with technical college leaders around the state. Lori Wires there in Wausau. We have Laura Bray in Milwaukee. Roger Stanford in La Crosse. Does your technical college have good relationships with business and industry in your community? How important is it in your town to have a technical college? 800-642-1234. Back in a minute on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Let's get back to our conversation with our roundtable of technical college leaders in Wisconsin. We have community and technical college leaders who have faced falling enrollments in the pandemic. This is happening nationwide. We're looking here at Wisconsin at the implications as our state aims to recover from the pandemic. We have Lori Wires, president of North Central Technical College in Wausau. Roger Stanford here, president of Western Technical College in La Crosse. And Laura Bray, vice president at Milwaukee Area Technical College. And they stay with us for 10 more minutes. Let's bring in Willie now in Madison with an experience. Hi, Willie. What would you like to add?
Hi, good morning. I was an adult continuing education first year. To go to college at 46, Madison Area Technical College just opened up critical thinking to me. It opened up a whole array of what mathematics is. It helped me deal with life and see how things are going, you know, navigate society. That is always, it's a bigger picture, and I think that's what college does for us. I learned a lot of things that I should have probably learned in high school. I did graduate out with a 3.68 grade point average for industrial maintenance mechanic and HVACR. I'm now a business owner. So I'd like to thank Mr. Richard Kendrick, Wendy Arena, and Melissa Sanchez Cruz. I cried in class. Math was really hard for me. These people took their time off in the day to make sure that I was understanding all the concepts that MATC and life had to offer me to excel. So that's all pretty much I had to say. Thank you.
Willie, thank you for sharing your story. Laura Bray, this is quite a moving story, and I'm sure one of you have heard at Milwaukee.
Definitely. I mean, this echoes to have both a mother and then a student themselves call and express what it means to have your career and to really have people that you know are invested in your future in a really meaningful way. And that's the community that we really try to create at Milwaukee Area Technical College. We do have one of the things that we did with our MATC Promise program. So that's a program where we have local contributors that help to bring a pool of resources together for scholarships to be the difference between what a student's tuition costs and what their financial aid package would be, how much they would get in terms of Pell Grants. Mm-hmm. And we opened that to individuals who are adults, so not just those that are coming directly from high school, but also to adult learners that started college but never completed. And can you imagine starting college, not feeling like you had the success, and then needing to come back to continue to grade? Oftentimes those individuals are working, have families, the complications of just the caller now, and to come back at 46 and say, this is something I really want to do. And to meet people at the college who are saying, we got your back. We're here to support you. We're going to sit with you, and you're going to learn math because it's a critical part of the job that you really want. That's the kind of support we have. And we have had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of students through this MATC Promise for adults come back to college, many of whom now are going on to a four-year while they're working and while they're really looking for career advancement. One student in particular said, I got to the top of as I could possibly get without a degree. And if I wanted to grow, I knew I had to come back and complete my education. Mm. So when we look at issues like equity gaps and huge, huge gaps in terms of skills gaps and really fitting and making sure that we have the skilled workforce, the Wisconsin Technical College system is critical. Asset in making sure that we had the skilled workforce for the future.
We heard from Jim in Watertown, called in, couldn't stay with us. And Jim wants to know, and I'm going to pose this to Roger Stanford, are technical colleges being asked by the state to attract new businesses to help the economy?
Yeah, it's. I don't know that you would say that that's by the state, but we all have our regional development areas. And when you look at a new company that's coming to the area, all of us have regional workforce development areas, and we're always at the table because one of the first thing any company that comes in and looks at a geography and says, this is an area we're interested in, they want to be sure that there's a pipeline for workers and that they can get the skills that they need. So we are always, and I would imagine each of my counterparts here, we're always at the table in those conversations. We have someone that's what their specialty is, and they go in and they help if that's a negotiation. But absolutely, I mean, we're trying to keep people in Wisconsin. We're trying to have the best industry in Wisconsin. The economics of how we grow our manufacturing, I mean, that's absolutely key to the health of the state of Wisconsin. And so we are very tied and invested, and I'll say specifically in advanced manufacturing, because the high-tech industries that can come, stay, grow, the smaller companies that can grow with high-tech skills, those are the ones that are bringing what I think is a lot of wealth to the region, which attracts more people to the area. So we are always at the table when there's an industry or a company that's looking to move to the area.
Lori Wires, there's been some recent news from interim president of the UW system, Tommy Thompson, who had proposed consolidating the technical college system with the UW's branch campuses. What did you make of this idea?
Well, that's a loaded question, Kate. But how I view it is that the technical college system, and you've heard it repeated through by my colleagues, myself, throughout our time together this morning, of the connection we have with our local communities. We're locally governed. We are able to be nimble and deal with our local business and industries, which each technical college has a different emphasis of companies that they work with. We have a very unique approach to how we can work with individuals. I think when you talk about consolidation, I think it really comes from the fact that our number one request in our budget is to repeal, amend 3631. Law that was 50 years old, and I've been in the system 44 years, so I can talk about that, I think, probably better than any one of my colleagues today. And basically what we have there is we want to open up more doors for students to have the ability, and you heard us talk repeatedly today about people need their own individual plan. They decide to progress in their learning as it fits for them and their career path. And we need to open up more doors between the technical college system and our UW system. That does not have to be by consolidation. All it needs to be is by collaboration and cooperation and allowing transferability to be easier for under-resourced students and students of color, which the technical college system really has more than any other higher ed institution. This is about an equity and an inclusion issue. There are 6 technical colleges that have the ability to offer collegial transfer programs. There are 10 of us, and I happen to be one of the ones that does not have it, that has not had the same ability for students to progress in their learning. And so we made that our number one request. Change a law that's 50 years old that doesn't make any sense anymore. You've heard us talk today about how the technical college continues to evolve, continues to know what needs to be done to best serve their local community. And so we are dealing now where you have 6 that have and 10 that don't. And that's not right. That is not where we should be. And so why don't we take a look at how we can collaborate and do things and look at things that are in place with some very minor changes and a change of mindset that can make a world of difference to how people can progress in their educational journey. So to me, this is about collaboration. This is about not changing the beauty of what the technical college system does and the pride we have and working towards a skilled workforce for Wisconsin.
And
let's open doors for students.
We are out of time. Thank you all for this roundtable. We appreciate it.
Thank you. We appreciate you having us here this morning, Kate. It was an honor and a privilege to be with my colleagues and you this morning. Thank you.
Lori Wires, president of North Central Tech in Wausau. Roger Stanford, president of Western Tech. Laura Bray at Milwaukee Area Technical College. This is the Ideas Network.